Be'ezus Hashem, this year, and Asher Yatzah should be a schus, refuah shleima for Yaakov ben Chana and Yeshua Ari ben Sara and Shalom ben Chana. Last time we learned two ways of understanding that we say in the bracha of Asher Yatzah, lefnei chiseicha v'idagolev yidua lefnei chiseicha v'idecha. And we say, we don't say golev yidua lefonecha in front of you, Hashem. We say in front of the Kisei Kavaydecha. Why is that? So the first Mahalach was from the Rekeach, based on the Rekeach, that the Kisei Kavaydecha incorporates, includes also all the Malachim by the Kisei HaKavod. And we explained that that is Magdil, that intensifies the Busha that we experience when we realize that we're Lefnei Kisei Kavaydecha, and how we're a Basar Adam and a Malach is so greater than us, that they're so perfect, and we're also a Nivra, we're both Nivram, and how shuffle we are that we're a boss of Adam. And that's because this bracha of Asher Yatzar is a bracha that we're contemplating our shiflas. And the second mahalach was based on the Avudraham, that Avudraham says that Kisei Kavaydecha is roimiz that our neshamas come from the Kisei HaKavod. And we explain because that's exactly the point, that our shiflas brings out, that's why, because of our shiflas, our guf is from Aretz, that's exactly why we need such a haicha neshama from Kisei HaKavod, which is greater than Malachim, and that's exactly our adifus, what we have over the Malachim, is that our neshama is from a higher place, achoyz b'kisei kvaydi, and through that, our actions have an effect on all the worlds, and we even affect the Malachim. And that's what we have over the Malachim. So there's two sides of the coin in Lefnei Kisei Kavaydecha. Be'ezus Hashem, this week, I would like to take this into the bracha itself and go through the bracha Be'ezus Hashem. Hopefully we'll get through the good parts of the bracha. And that is through the words of that we've discussed earlier. And that is, we say, Uvaravai nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. So, what do these words chalulim chalulim mean? So, chalulim means the way the mefarshim explain it. The Vilna Gaon, Beisayisav, I believe, they say what it means is the evar that's referring to the evarim inside of us, all our evarim, but they're called chalulim because they're chalul. The evarim hachalulim. They're all our evarim have, they're hollow. Chalul is that they're hollow. So this chalulim, chalulim, Hashem, the nekavim are on the outside, we have nekavim, and inside we have evarim, but it's chalulim because they're hollow. The question is, I'd like to delve into tonight a little bit, what's this idea of chalulim, chalulim? Why don't you just say, evarim? Hashem gave us evarim, what's this, chalulim? It seems like we're trying to emphasize that our evarim are hollow. What's that they're chalulim? What's the
significance?
Well, why? What's the
verb? Something else.
What?
It's not describing the evarim. The evarim is chalulim.
No. But chalulim are the evarim.
Who said?
The mefarshim, the Vilna Gaon and other mefarshim say that it's referring to the evarim hachalulim. That's the way they explain it. It's the evarim hachalulim, the evarim that are hollow, that are hollow. Okay, so why we call them chalulim? Why are we calling them chalulim? They happen to be hollow, but what's the significance? Why don't we just say evarim? What are we trying to stress with that? So the truth is like this. It's very interesting. The Vilna Gaon we've mentioned in the past, I believe, on the words chalulim, chalulim, this is in Imre Noyam and Daf Samach and Brachas. He says that this is based on a medrash, a tanchuma, that chalulim, chalulim, those two words is gematria ramach, 248. Lehoiros, this shows us, She'ein aver, she'ein lechalol. There's no aver in the body. How many avarim do we have? 248. There's no aver in the body that doesn't have a chalol. That is not hollow inside. What does this mean? What's the inyan? What is the significance that every aver needs to have a hollow inside? What's the meaning of this? What's the idea behind this? So perhaps we could understand like this. The Chafetz Chaim in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, he brings down a big fundamental idea from the Sefer Shari Kedusha from Reb Chaim Vital. And he talks over there and he says that we know that we have Ramach Evarim, v'shesagidim, 248 limbs. Let's talk about the Ramach Evarim. He says that really our neshama our nefesh, our neshama, also has ramach evarim, ruchnim. Our neshama also has ramach evarim ruchnim. Well, we have a lot of it. Our neshama also has ramach evarim. These evarim ruchnim, says the Chaim Vital, are clothed by our ramach evarim hagashmim. Our evarim hagashmim, we have 248 limbs, physical limbs. They clothe the evarim hapnimim. Based on a pasuk in Eiv, or urbasar talbi sheni, skin and flesh clothes me. Ubatzamis vegidim tesechicheni, and my bones and my gidim cover me. So I'm not my bone. I'm not my skin and flesh. My skin and flesh, they cover me. Meaning they cover my neshama, my nefesh. So he says, Val kol aver ve'aver shel ha'nefesh, on every single spiritual aver, melubish milmaila aver agof, on top of it, it's clothed, on top of the aver apnimi, the aver aruchni, is our evar magashmi. Hamachuna k'neged aver, which corresponds to each aver. Just like clothing on a body, it's the same thing as with the soul. The body clothes the soul, but exactly each aver to each aver. Each aver has inside of it the aver hapnimi, the aruchni, and the aver, the gashmi, is covering over this, the neshama, an aspect, the part of the neshama. And he goes on to say that's the idea of mitzvahs. This ramach, this 248 mitzvahs essay. The 248 mitzvahs essay are keneged, each mitzvah is keneged a different aver. And when we do the mitzvahs, that's mekadesh the evarim ha-ruchniyim. And then when Lasalave, we have the spiritual person, the spiritual neshama is niskadish, and that's the way it works. So perhaps, and we'll see in a minute, I believe there's a smach to this. Perhaps that's the idea. When we talk about our evarim, we say they're chalulim. We call them chalulim to indicate that they are hollow, meaning they're housing something inside. They're housing our the ramach evarim, the chalulim is gematria ramach 248, because they're housing each aver, every single one, says the Vilna Gaon, has a chalal, has a hollow space that indicates that it's housing the aver haruchni. It's basically it's housing the neshama. So that's why every single aver has a chalal to indicate, because each aver is housing the neshama. And I think there's a smach to this. Like this, the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Yud Amar Aleph, the Gemara says that compares, so to say, the neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very interesting. In five different ways. The first way is, listen to this, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Molei Kol Olam, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the whole world, Af neshama, so to the neshama, Meleya is Kol HaGof, it fills up the whole body. So if you look, the Vilna Gaon in his Birum Tagodis on that Gemara and Daf Yud, he says that it's Mole, and he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, which that the pasuk says Ubedas, the Das, which is referring to the Ruach, part of the Neshama, an aspect of the Neshama, is Chadorim Yimolu. It fills up the rooms. This is the pasuk. The das, which is referring to the neshama, fills up the rooms. And he quotes, based on a Zayra Kaddish, that it's referring to the ruach, which is an aspect of the neshama, dimemlo kol arkan vachsadrin, that it fills up all the adrin vachsadrin, is all the rooms, and the chsadrin is like the different areas, right? The different areas. It fills up the rooms and the areas. So this is basically a Zera Kaddish that the Zera Kaddish says on this pasuk in Mishlei, B'das, Chador Mimlo, the Das, which is an aspect of the Neshama, fills up the rooms. And what it means is that it fills up all the different rooms in the person. So it says the Vilna Gaon, that's what this Gemara means, that the Neshama fills up the whole body based on the Zera Kaddish. So it's fascinating. I found so today that the Siddur HaShalah, you know, it's hard to know, it's very Kabbalistic, I don't know what he's talking about over there, but I just take out one line, hopefully we're taking out the right thing, I don't know. He says, he's going on the Brach of HaShiyatzer, he says, Chalulim, V'chein Chalulim, he says, V'noida, and it's known, Besoid hadas demalia adin vachsadron, that it fills up the, he's referring to the Zayar Kaddish that the Vilna Gaon's quoting. The Vilna Gaon's quoting on the Gemara that says that the neshama fills up the body, the whole body, the whole body, the neshama fills up.
Just like Hashem fills the world.
Just like Hashem fills the world, the neshama fills up the whole body. And he quotes that Zayar Kaddish. On the word chalulim in Asher Yatzar, the Shaloh HaKaddish quotes the Zayar Kaddish, that the neshama fills up all the rooms of the body. So it would indicate this idea that chalul, that's the idea of chalulim. On the word chalulim, this is what he says. Chalulim is, this, he points out the Zayar Kaddish. So chalulim is that the word chalulim specifically in Asher Yatzar. So this is what I think we could take out something very important there. And that is that there's nekavim nekavim and chalulim chalulim. Nekavim nekavim, we've been speaking about the past many weeks, indicate and bring out to a person that we have a guf, that we're a bas of Adam, and our guf is shuffle. We're a bas of Adam. Pesach Kisei, nekavim nekavim. But at the same time, we understand that our guf houses a neshama. That's chalulim chalulim. Our guf, yes, we have a guf, we're a bas of Adam, we're so low, so to say. But on the same, on the other side of the coin, chalulim chalulim, we're so great. We house a neshama, which is from the Kisei HaKavod, right? We have such a high neshama. That's chalulim chalulim. We don't just say evarim. We mentioned that we have limb, 248 limbs. We call them chalulim because that indicates that they house the neshama. That there are each one of them, every single one, says the Vilna Gaon, is chalul, is hollow, that it has inside of it the neshama. And that's really, if you think about it, the bracha of Asher Yatzar is the bracha is a bracha on Adam. Asher Yatzar is ha-Adam b'chachma. That is the essence of Adam. Adam is basically the combination of guf and, right, body and soul, guf and neshama, right? Hashem took offer min Adam, v'yibach ba'ap of nishmas chaim. That's who we are. That's the essence of man. Guf? Oh yes, same. On one end, we're guf, we're Adama, we're Adam, is lashon Adama. We're from the so low. But yet, the Ramban, I believe, says that Adama is a lashon of Adameh, La'elyon, we could be Medama. That's the two sides of the coin. The two sides of the coin of Adam is Nekavim, Nekavim, that's a shocker that brings out how low we are on one end. But on the other end is we're so great. We house an Neshama, we're walking around, we have inside of us an Neshama. And if you think about it, that's really, there's two schools of thought. There's Shiflas Adam, and then there's Gadolus Adam. Right? There's the two sides of the coin. In the Olam HaYeshivas, it's called the Navardik or the Slabotka, right? The Navardik, they're into Shiflus, how we're Achben HaGarnished, and Slabotka is all about Godless. They're both true. That's the essence of man, both of them, because we're made up of two things, a guf and a neshama. Mitzad our guf, we're so low, we're the lowest nivra, and we're the lowest, even the Rishayim say that the Ritva and Babasa speaks this out, that our guf is the lowest from all. We're so low, but on the other hand, we're so great. So that because of the neshama that we carry inside of us, that who we are. And the truth is, what we've discussed in the past weeks, that really these two things are not just happen to be; they're interconnected. Because we said from Rabbi Gedalia Shor, based on the Medrash, that because we have such a, our guf is so low, that's exactly why we need such a high neshama, such a neshama from such a high place. The two things are interconnected. So in the bracha of Asher Yatzar, when we're being makir our shiflus, we also realize that our greatness that we have a neshama. The two things are interconnected. And be'ezus Hashem, I think this could pave a way of understanding the bracha of Asher Yatzar. We say golev yodua. It's what we said from the past, from the Vilna Gaon, right? In Imrei Noyam, Goloi is Masha B'Goloi, what's obvious, what's in the open. And Yodua is Masha B'Seser, says the Vilna Gaon. And we said it corresponds to the Nekavim, Nekavim is in the outside, and the Chalulim is in the inside. So that's B'Seser, but it's more than that. The Guf is Goloi. That's Goloi, that's in the open. Aber Chalulim, Chalulim, the Chalulim, Chalulim, that's basically referring to our body that houses our Neshama. The neshama is seser, that's hidden, right? Like, in fact, the Gemara says, another one of the five comparisons is, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roya Ve'in Nira, Hashem sees everything, but you can't see Him. Af neshama, Roya, it sees everything, Ve'in Nira, but the neshama, you can't be seen. It's beseser. The neshama is hidden. So Galev Yadua corresponds perhaps to the Nekovim and the Chalulim, the two aspects of a person, the body and the soul. And going on into the bracha, we say, what do we say? What are these two things? We can't be meskayim, we can't exist, can't endure, we can't exist, and we can't stand in front of you. What are these two things? Yafshal l'skayim. Yafshal l'skayim, v'lamay l'fanach, and stand in front of you. Perhaps, like this, many times, a while back, we spoke at an Avudraham in Berachas HaShachar. He says a fascinating thing. He says, he's dealing with the discrepancy that we've dealt with in the past, in a bracha, starts off talking Loshen Noichach. We're like standing in front of Hashem. We say, Baruch Atah, right? We say, Hashem, you. And then we end off the bracha, Sher Kedishanu, like we're talking third person, that we're talking about him. He was Mekadesh Us, right? So says the, I'll read to you his words, that Avudraham is unbelievable. V'ha Adam, the essence of man, Murkav, Guf, and Neshama. We're a blend of two things, Guf and Neshama, body and soul. Says the Avudraham, V'roi hayaloi lidavik b'kainai, it's roi for the person to stand, to be close to Hashem, and to stand in front of Him all the time. Mitzad nishmasai. Mitzad his neshama, says the Avodraham, it's befitting for the person to be lamoid nikhay tamid, to stand opposite in front of Hashem all the time. But he can't. Elashayne yachal, mitzad gufay. But he can't. He's a body. He can't. So we have this tug of war. Mitzad, we're made up of two things. Mitzad our neshama is lamid lefanach, is lamid nikhay tamir. That's lamid nikhay, that should be standing in front of Hashem with the awareness that he's standing in front of Hashem all the time. But the guf doesn't feel that. So the guf can't live on that plane all the time. So says the Navodim, lakach berchois of neichach v'nistar. That's why the brach is both. Because we start off baruch atah, because part of us is neshama, and neshama is befitting to be standing and living with the awareness of the presence of Hashem. But our guf, our body, doesn't feel that. It's not on that level. So that's why we end off with Loshen Nister. So it could be that's the idea over here. The Yevshar L'Hiskayim corresponds to our guf. The Nekovim. Nekovim remind us that we're right about our guf. So that we have a guf, if things don't go right, if things open or close, Chas V'Shalom, Yevshar L'Hiskayim, our bodies can't exist. And also, Olamay L'Fanecha, our neshama can't do its job of standing in front of Hashem. That's the job of the neshama, that it stands in front of Hashem. So Yevshar L'Hiskayim V'Olamay L'Fanecha is the two parts of man, the guf and the neshama. See, if things don't go right, if we're Chas V'Shalom not healthy, then Yevshar L'Hiskayim, that's our body, can't exist. V'Olamay L'Fanecha, our neshama can't do what it's supposed to do, to be in the presence of Hashem. We could take it one more thing. We know that the end of the bracha, how do we end off the bracha? The bracha ends off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roi Fechol Basar, Umafli Lasais. Two things. Roi Fechol Basar, that Hashem heals all flesh, Umafli Lasais, and Hashem acts wondrously. So what are these two things? What are they? So perhaps that's what's going on over here. Roi Fechol Basar is that Hashem heals our flesh. That's our bodies. Umafli Lasais is the neshama. Where does this come from? The Ramah, and it's Darkei Moshe on the tour, he says like this. He's going on the words, Umafli Lasais. He says, what does it mean, Mafli Lasais? I'll read to you the Darkei Moshe, unbelievable words. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says this pshat also, but a little shorter. I'm going to read from the Darkei Moshe, he's more marach. V'nirali, Shemafli lasis, the words mafli lasis, koi, is going on al haneshama. It's going on the neshama. Shenosan v'adam, that Hashem implanted into man. Why is that mafli lasis? V'zuhi plia g'doyla, it's such a wonder that Hashem, that the neshama is there. She is skayim dover ruchni, that a spiritual thing, v'humin el yoinim, that's from the higher worlds, it should stay in Bedover Gashmi, in the body. It should be blended into the body. That's a wonder. And more than that, and the neshama can't do its job. lahaskil b'muskalos, to be maskil b'muskalos, to live with awareness and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bo'oish adam chayla. If a person is not healthy, if his body is not healthy, it affects the neshama as well, right? Ki koev gufay, if a person is in pain, matridoi milasis pulasa, he's distracted, he can't, and his neshama can't do its job. Va'al ken omar, this is beautiful, listen to this. Roife kol basar, Hashem heals all flesh, he heals the body. Va'al yidei zeh, and through that, mafli lasis. Therefore, then there's a pella that the neshama is able to do its job and be in the body. Shanashama nikshares bugof, and that's why he says v'alkin tiknu loymer miyad acher brachazu brachas elakai neshama. That's why that flows right into elakai neshama, because we say mafli lasis, right? Where we're saying that how Hashem acts wondrously, that He connects the neshama with the body and is interconnected. The neshama needs a healthy body, so that's what leads us into elakai neshama. But what do you see from the Darkei Moshe? What's he saying? He's saying that mafli lasos is corresponds to the neshama. So the two parts of the bracha, we know in general that many times a bracha, the siyum, the end of a bracha, incorporates what was discussed in the bracha. So it's beautiful. The bracha was talking about these two aspects of man, that we have a guf, and we have our guf also houses the neshama. Nekavim nekavim, and chalulim chalulim. That's the whole idea of the bracha. That if we're not healthy, chas v'shalom, misasim achad mehem, you pesach achad mehem, you pesach mehem, then yefshel iskayim, our body, right, can't exist. And umafli and v'lamu l'fanach, our neshama can't do its job. And there we end off. That Hashem keeps us healthy. He's roifei chol basar. He keeps our body healthy. Umafli lases, and that enables the neshama to thrive and to do what it's supposed to do, to be lamu l'fanach. It's beautiful. I'd just like to end off with this, everything we've been saying tonight, with a beautiful medrash. This is a really beautiful medrash. Listen to this. The medrash says, it's in Parshas Yisrei. We said last week, we discussed the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to get the Torah. And the Malachim said, Mal Yilud Isha Beinenu, what's this boss of Adam doing here? And Hashem said back, two things, right? And we explained, right, that that's what was going on was that Moshe Rabbeinu was being told to bring out the Maila of Adam over Malachim. That we have, that our neshama is from the highest place, and we even and then that makes it that our Maisim, down here, is that we have mitzvahs, our Maisim mitzvahs have such an effect on all the worlds, like the Menef Shachaim says. That's what we explained. But listen to this Medrash. It's in Parshas Yisrei, Perkof Ches, Lois Aleph. The Medrash says a little different story, what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. A little bit different than the Gemara. Bo'ois HaShoh, at that moment that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, Bikshu Malachi HaShoros Lufgoya B'Moshe. The Malachim were attempting to start up to Lufgoya, to attack Moshe. What did Hashem do? Also, by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, klastiren shel panav shel Moshe doimi l'Avram. He suddenly made Moshe Rabbeinu's face look like the face of Avram Avinu. And then, Omer lehem, Hashem said to the Malachim, Omer lehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu, i'atem is baishen himenu. You're not embarrassed from him. Lo yizeu sheyiradetem etzloi v'achaltem b'toich beisai. Is he not the one that you went down into his house and you ate in his house? Are you not embarrassed from him? So now, it's a beautiful medrash, but what does it mean? Well, the fact that you ate at his house, why is that a reason to be embarrassed from him? So listen to this. The medrash in Medrash Rabbah, also in Parshas Vayera, Perek Memches Ois Yudalad, says on the pasuk that the Avram Avinu by the Malachim, it says, Hu oimid aleim. He was standing over them. The Medrash takes out of that he was superior to them. He's Oymer Aleim. That shows that he was above them in a spiritual sense. Says the Medrash like this. Kivin Shiyotzi Yideim, once he finished with them and he did, and he gave them to eat. Hu Oymer Aleim. What does that mean? Emosoi Mutelas Aleim. They had a tremendous aim of fear, trepidation from Avram Avinu. Michoel Mirsis. Michal is trembling. Gavriel Mirsas. Gavriel is trembling. Why? What's going on? So I saw, beautiful, the Eshad HaNecholim, he says on the side, he says like this. Moshe Aleim, he was superior to them. Why? Listen to this. Ki ro'u, they saw the hizboininu, and they contemplated al maisav, on his actions that they watched and they saw. Kama godlu yoiser mi maisei hamalachim. How Avram Avinu's actions are far greater than their actions. They experienced the chesed of Avram Avinu, and they came to the realization through his boininus that Avram Avinu's actions are greater than theirs. And that caused them to have a mirsis. They had a trepidation from him. He's greater than us. That's the meaning of this medrash. Yatem is baisham imanu. He made his face look like Avram. This is not just a joke. Moshe Rabbeinu, we have the ma'il of Avram Avinu. We are Avram people, right? We're our ma'isim are greater than malachim, right? You saw it then when you came down to this world. You were makir that a mice, the mice of a yid is greater than the mice of a malach. What exactly is that? What is this that it's greater? So we said last week from the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says there's a big discussion in Rishonim. Is a malach greater than a yid? Is a yid greater than a malach? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, they're both true. Malach is far greater than a yid, a person. Far greater. His hasog, everything he has is far greater. But there's one thing that we have over a malach, and that is our actions are so powerful. Because our neshama, says the Nefesh HaChaim, is from such a high place, that it makes it that our neshama, what we do in this world, in this physical world, has such an effect on all the whole Bria. A malach doesn't have that. To affect all the ilamas. To the extent, says the Nefesh HaChaim, that our maism affect the malachim. When we elevate ourselves, the malachim become greater. That's how far it goes. So it's so interesting. This is our upper end over the malachim. It's so interesting. We said last week from the Rekech, right? Based on the Rekech, that when we contemplate Kisei Kvedecha, that we're in front of the Malachim, we have Busha. That's one end. On one end of the deal, yes, we're Basav Adam. And look at them, they're so lofty. But we have Busha from them, right? But on the other end, we are Adifus. What we have over them is that our actions are far greater than theirs and have much more impact and far greater. That causes them to have busha from us. It's two sides, unbelievable. And it's really interesting, because it's the same malachim. Who are these malachim that have busha? The great malachim, Michal, Gavriel, it's brought down that the malachim by the Kisei HaKavod are Michal, Gavriel, I believe that. The Rebbeinu Bechai, I believe, speaks this out. That the malachim by the Kisei HaKavod, there's Yud Beis malachim, Rabbeinu B'chayim Bamidbar says, the Dalet Machne Shechina, Uriel, Gavriel, Michal, and Rafal. And each Ruach, Makizei HaKavod, has these malachim, and each side has another two. But these malachim, the same malachim that we have a busha from, the ones that are by the Kisei HaKavod, Lefnei Kisei Kevedecha, we have a busha from because of what they have over us, that we're Basav Adam, we're Nevra. But on the other end, we look at it, that we have a mile over them, that we're from neshamas of Kisei HaKavod, and that's what makes it that our actions have such an impact, and that's what makes us far greater than malachim, and they have busha from us. You're not embarrassed from the presence, being in the presence of Moshe, who has the power of Avram Avinu, and it's beautiful. Avram Avinu, Avram, no, it's Gematria, Ramach, Chalulim Chalulim, right? Avram Avinu, there's three parts of Avodas Hashem, the Vilna Gaon says. There's Mitzvos Esei, Mitzvos Lois Esei, and Torah. They really correspond to the three things that the world stands on. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim. These are the three Avos. The three Avos is Avram, is corresponds to Mitzvos Esei, Chesed. And Yitzchok is Lois Esei, and Yaakovinu is Torah, is right? That's Avram Avinu. That he's the semel of mitzvahs, of Ramach mitzvahs. Avram Avinu is the Ramach mitzvahs. We get from Avram Avinu this idea of doing actions, maisa mitzvahs. Our maisim are so powerful, so great. And it's beautiful. I'll just end with this. The Medrash over there in Parashas Yisrael ends off by saying, since the Malachim got scared off, because Moshe Rabbeinu looked like Avraham Avinu, right? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem tells Moshe, Lo nitna lecha Torah. The Torah was given to you, Ela b'schus Avram. It was given to you b'schus Avram. Because of this, Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Lekachta matonois, you received present, a gift, meaning the Torah, bo'odom. The Medrash understands it to mean in the schus of Adam. Which Adam? Ve'ein Adam ha'omer kan el Avram. This Adam is referring to Avram. Why? Shenemar, because the Pasuk in Yeshua says, ha'odom ha'godol b'anokim. The Adam ha'godol, the ha'odom ha'godol b'anokim is Avram Avinu. And it's beautiful. That's the essence of Adam. Right? That's what we're saying tonight, that the brach of Adam is that we have a guf, we have an neshama, and the two things come together. Because we have this guf, that's why Hashem gave us this lofty neshama, which makes it that our maisim, the chalulim, our guf is where we house the heilige neshama, and through that, our maisim are so powerful. That's what makes us greater than Malachim. Yeshukayach.
Yeshukayach.